Star Walker Studios presents Explore No Man's Sky with Lex Starwalker. Episode 4, How to Upgrade Your Ship Without Spending Any Units. Hello, fellow explorer. Welcome back to Explore No Man's Sky with Lex Starwalker. I'm Lex Starwalker, and I'm really excited to bring another episode to you. And today, I'm going to tell you how you can upgrade your ship and get all the way up to a 48-slot ship without ever spending any units at all. Now, if you're a more visual learner, I do have a YouTube video that I made on this topic where I'm actually playing the game and showing you how to do this. So I will have a link to that video in the show notes for this episode at starwalkerstudios.com. Now, that video is about an hour long because I was playing the game and doing other things while I was showing you how to do that. So this podcast episode will be shorter and kind of a more concise explanation. But if you find any of this confusing, definitely check out that YouTube video and it will be a huge help because you can see what all this stuff looks like. So probably the most obvious way to upgrade your ship in the game is to buy a ship from an alien at somewhere like a space station. And you can often, you know, get a pretty good upgrade to your ship, you know, 4 more slots more than what you already have. But you're going to pay millions of units to do that. And I have discovered a way that you can upgrade your ship without spending any units at all. Instead, you're just going to spend some time. So the first step in this process is to head to any planet. This will work on any planet. It will be easier, of course, on a planet that's not super hostile, a planet that's fairly easy to explore and navigate, and a planet that has a lot of resources will also make it easier. But you can do this on any planet at all. And the first thing you want to do is find a signal scanner. Now, these signal scanners are located in a variety of sites, and they're very easy to recognize. It's the little machine that sits on the ground, and it shoots a beam of orange light straight up into the sky, a vertical beam of yellowish orange light. So the easiest way to find these things is just fly around in your ship as low to the ground as you can and just look for those beams of orange light. And there you go. So you go to the signal scanner, and in order to access it, you're going to need, I think it's called a bypass chip, but you need to make a little card in order to gain access to the signal scanner. And just a little side note here, something I've discovered in the game is anytime you're encountering something where you need a specific resource to kind of move forward, for instance, you want to use the signal scanner and you need the bypass card and you don't have one and you go to make one and you find out, oh, I need iron to make this and I don't have any iron, you'll find iron close by. Or if something else you need to do, you need plutonium, you'll find plutonium close by, like literally within sight of where you are, if you just look around a little bit. So that's a great piece of advice. If you need something, a certain material to move forward, look in your immediate vicinity. Chances are good you're going to find it nearby. So I like to make a bunch of these cards all at once, just so that, you know, I can do this more efficiently. But you're going to access the signal tower and you get 4 types of sites that it's going to locate for you. Monolith, shelter, I think is one, a transmission, and I always forget what the 4th one is. The one you want, though, for this is you want a transmission. And something else I've learned about these signal scanners is you can use these things as many times as you want, and you can find as many of each of these sites as you want. They tend to, it seems to, show you sites closest first. So let's say you're looking for transmissions, and let's say you use it to find 10 transmissions. As you continue on and find more and more transmissions, they're going to be farther and farther away from where you are. And I haven't confirmed this, but it does seem that at some point it starts repeating and you start finding things that you've already found. But I'm not 100% sure if that's true. But just for the sake of of efficiency, I would say that once you're finding sites that are 20, 30 minutes away from where you are, you might as well stop and go deal with the sites you found. And once you're done with that, find another signal scanner close by to where you are then. And then you're going to find sites that are closer to that area. And it'll just save you on some travel time that way. So again, you're going to be looking for transmissions with the signal scanner. And then the specific site that you're looking for, because it's going to show you a few different sites or at least a couple, you might find a beacon or you might find a transmission tower. And the transmission tower is what you're looking for. So I would recommend using the signal scanner and finding 2 to 3 transmission towers. And I'll explain why you want to find 2 or 3 of them just in a minute. So once you've found 2 or 3 transmission towers, get back in your ship and fly to the nearest transmission tower. Once you're at the transmission tower, and you can recognize these sites because they have a tall vertical antenna with like a scaffold around it. It looks like an old school, like huge TV or radio antenna. And you're going to go into the building in the site, and inside the building will be a terminal that you can interact with or a console. Now, when you interact with the console, it's going to find a signal or a distress signal or something like that. And it's going to show you the location of the site. And again, it could show you some different things, but what you're looking for here is wrecked ships. So you use a terminal, it shows you something. Hopefully it shows you a wrecked ship. It might show you something else. And now at this point, you should be able to use this terminal again. And you should be able to use the terminal over and over and over again. If, however, after finding that first site, you cannot use the terminal again, then you want to get in your ship and fly to the next transmission tower. And this is why I suggested that you find 2 or 3 transmission towers, because for whatever reason, I have found ones that will only let you use the terminal once, but most of them will let you use the terminal as many times as you want. So once you've found a transmission tower that will let you use the terminal as many times as you want, keep using that terminal until you found a good number of wrecked ships. And again, that number is going to be up to you. You could, again, base it on when they start to get kind of far away and stop at that point. Or you could base it on how many of these sites you want to explore today or how many times you want to upgrade your ship today. So once you've found, like, say, 5 or 6 wrecked ships, that's usually what I do. It seems to be the point at which they start getting pretty far away. Then you hop back in your ship and you fly to the first wrecked ship. Now, once you get to the wrecked ship site, there are a few things you want to interact with. Of course, there's going to be some chests and isotopes and little boxes and stuff you can loot. There's also going to be a distress beacon, and this is a sphere-shaped object. Usually, it's nearby the ship, within a few feet of the ship, but sometimes it can be a little hard to find because it'll be partially like embedded in the ship, and you'll just see part of the sphere sticking out of the ship, but you can still interact with it. And you want to interact with the beacon because you're going to get some kind of technology blueprint from it. And finally, you can interact with the crashed ship itself. And this is really the crux of our method here. So when you interact with the ship, you can claim it, just like you were trading for a ship on a space station, only it's not going to cost you anything. The difference is this ship has a lot of wrecked components. So when you claim the ship, you're going to have to fix some things. So it seems what the consensus online is that it seems to be about a 50-50 chance that this wrecked ship will either have one slot fewer than your current ship has, or it will have one slot more than your current ship has. If the wrecked ship has one slot fewer, then obviously you don't want it, and you're going to fly to the next wrecked ship site. Once you find a wrecked ship that has one slot more than your ship, you're just going to trade for that ship. However, again, in order to maximize the efficiency of what you're doing, here are some tips anytime you're trading for another ship, whether it's a wrecked ship or a ship on a space station that you're paying for. First thing, of course, you want to move all your inventory from the original ship to the new ship. Any isotopes or whatever you've got in your cargo, you want to move over. Something else I've discovered is you can dismantle any upgrades you've made for your current ship by holding down the right thumbstick on the PlayStation, and you will get half of the materials that you used to build that component to begin with. So maybe you have an upgrade to your phase beam on the ship. You can break that down and you get half back what you spent basically to build the thing. So that's something I would recommend doing with any ship you trade with. It doesn't seem to have any impact on the trade whatsoever. The like if you're buying the ship, the alien doesn't raise the price because you broke down all the upgrades. And you can actually do this in the compare ship screen. You can, as you're transferring cargo from one ship to the other, you can break down components as well. Now, one tip, and this is what I do when I find the wrecked ships, is before you start trading the ship, I would move as much inventory as you can from your current ship inventory into your exosuit inventory. And just fill up that exosuit as much as you can to have as many free slots in your ship as you can. And the reason for that is as you're breaking down your components of your current ship, you're going to get a lot of different elements. And it may end up taking up a lot of slots to the point where when you go to trade the ship, even though this new ship has one more slot, you're not going to be able to move everything over. So I always move as much to my suit as I can first, before I interact with the traded ship. And again, at any time you can hit the circle button to exit that interaction. And, you know, if you realize, oh, I need to move stuff to my ship, you can exit out, move stuff over, and then go back into interacting with that ship and you can trade for the ship. So you interact with the ship, you click or you interact with the compare ships green button at the bottom of your screen, dismantle all the components of your current ship and move all the materials and all the cargo from your current ship to the new ship, then accept a trade. So now you've got your new ship with one more slot than your previous ship, and this new ship has all your cargo in it. Now, the first thing you're going to notice with this new ship is there's going to be a lot of components that are disabled and offline, and you're going to have klaxons going because you don't have any shields and stuff like that. And at this point, you need to decide what you want to do. And that depends, you know, where you're going from here. If you're going to go beyond this planet, maybe you're going to go to the space station or you're going to go to another planet, then I would highly recommend getting your shields operational if they're offline. One time I got dusted because I thought, oh, I'm just flying up to the space station and surely I can get to the space station without any problems. So I'm not going to bother with the shield. And so I tried to fly to the space station with no shields. And wouldn't you know, as luck would have it, Murphy's Law, I got intercepted by some pirates who shot the fuck out of me. And that wasn't fun. So I would strongly recommend if you're going to leave the planet, fix that shield. Also, if you're going to leave the planet, you're going to want to fix and fuel the pulse drive. And then, you know, maybe I always like to have a phase beam because you're going to pass asteroids and you might as well blast them as you go by and get some materials. However, if you're using this method and you're going to upgrade your ship multiple times and you're going to stay on this planet, then you don't need that stuff. All you need are your launch thrusters and your pulse engine. You're going to want to repair your launch thrusters and recharge them, and you're going to want to repair the pulse engine. For some reason, I'm not sure why, the ship will not take off without the pulse engine functioning. However, you don't need to put any fuel into the pulse engine. If you're going to stay on the planet, don't put any fuel in the pulse engine because you can't use it anyway, and it's just a waste of your materials. And also, another tip is if you're just going to fly directly to the next wrecked ship, I wouldn't charge your thrusters up all the way, your launch thrusters. Every time you take off, it uses 25% of your launch thrusters. So 20% full launch thrusters is enough to get you to the next site. I would probably fill it to 50% because, again, it seems like you have a 50-50 chance that next site is going to be an upgraded ship. So you may need to use them twice, or you could just fill them up 25% each time. Now, the thing is whatever, I think it's plutonium that you use to charge your launch thrusters. If you have multiple stacks of plutonium, I would use the stack that isn't a complete stack, because if you use a complete stack of plutonium or whatever it is to charge the launch thrusters, it's going to charge them up all the way. And then whatever of that element you don't use, because you're upgrading your ship again and trading ships again, you're going to lose. Because again, for whatever reason, once you fuel something or charge something on your ship, whether it's a weapon or a hyperdrive or launch thrusters or whatever, you can't get that back. If you're going to trade for another ship, you can't get the fuel out of your pulse drive and put it in the new ship. It's gone. It stays with your ship. So again, assuming that you're going to stay on this planet and just visit more sites, you repair your launch thrusters, charge them up a bit, just enough to get to the next site, and you repair the pulse drive, but you don't need to recharge it because you can't use it on a planet anyway. You can also, at this point, if you're staying on the planet, you can break down any other upgrades like a hyperdrive or shield modifications or weapon modifications. You can break all that stuff down right now and get your materials, because you're not going to use any of that if you're staying on the planet. You then fly to the next wreck ship site. And again, 50-50 chance that ship is either going to be one slot worse or one slot better than your new ship that you currently have. And you just rinse and repeat for as long as you like, until you're either sick of it or you're like, hey, I've got enough slots now, or you get up to the 48 slot ships, which I believe are the maximum in the game right now. And I've been told that you can use this method to get all the way up to a 48 slot ship. Me personally, my ship is currently at 30 slots, and I haven't needed more slots than that. I've yet to completely fill my inventory since I've gotten up to 30 slots on my ship. So once I get to the point where I'm running into inventory problems again, then I'll use this method again to get more slots. So as you can see, if you do this right, it doesn't cost you any units at all, because the only thing it's really costing you, other than the time of finding these sites and interacting with them, is the materials that you use to repair your pulse drive and your launch thrusters, and the materials that you use to charge the launch thrusters. But luckily, those materials are all very easy to find and they're pretty much everywhere. So it's usually nearby the wreck ship site. Like, a lot of times you don't even have to leave the wreck ship site and you can get everything that you need to repair those components and get yourself to the next site. So I showed this to my wife and she commented that it seemed a little involved and seemed like it takes some time, and it definitely does. However, I would guess that it actually takes less time than it would take you to earn the millions of units that you would need to buy another ship from like a space station. Even keeping in mind that usually, you know, when you're buying another ship on a space station, you're getting more than a one slot upgrade, but it's costing you millions and millions of units, which, you know, it takes a while to grind that many units, where this, you know, every few minutes, you're basically getting a ship that's one slot better than what you had before. Now, I'm pretty confident that this is the game working as intended and that this isn't any kind of an exploit. If this were an exploit, I wouldn't be sharing it with you. I wouldn't be telling you all about it, because I don't want to play the game by cheating. You know, this game isn't that hard to begin with, so it seems pretty stupid to cheat. But I really believe that this is the game working as intended, because, you know, it takes some doing to figure this out, and it's rewarding, you know, those people that figure this out and figure out, oh, hey, here's this way that I can get a ship that's better without having to spend any units. And also, each time you do this, you only get one more slot. And it's, you know, if you're sitting at a 20 slot ship right now and you want to get up to 48 slots, it's going to take you a lot of time to get up to 48 slots. And, you know, because every once in a while, you're going to have to go mine the materials that you need to repair the launch thruster and the pulse engine and to refuel the launch thruster. So it's not like an I win button or even that much of a shortcut, maybe. I don't know. Again, I feel like you're going to spend less time doing this than earning enough credits to buy a 48 slot ship. But I don't know. I could be wrong about that. But, you know, you're playing the game. while you're doing this, you're only investigating one kind of site, of course, but what I tend to do is I also investigate anything else I come across. So you're going to fly by other sites as you go from wreck ship to wreck ship, or there might be another site within running distance of the wreck ship. And so you can check that stuff out too, and mine and gather resources and all that good stuff. So there you go. That's how you upgrade your ship. So again, just the steps, just kind of bullet point, a quick summary. You look for a signal scanner. Use the signal scanner to find transmissions. Among those transmissions, you're looking for transmission towers. Find two or three transmission towers just in case you happen on one that will only let you interact with it once. Go to the transmission tower, interact with the terminal inside the building. Find as many wrecked ships as you can or as you want to, maybe five or six. And again, if the terminal only lets you find one wrecked ship and then you can't use it again, go to the next transmission tower until you find one that lets you use the terminal over and over. Once you've found a good number of wrecked ships, go visit those sites, and you've got a 50-50 chance of finding a ship that's either one slot better or worse. If it's one slot better, trade for the ship. Make sure to transfer all your cargo from one to the other, and make sure to break down your upgrades from the old ship and transfer those materials to the new ship, and rinse and repeat. So I'd love to hear from you how you're enjoying your exploration of No Man's Sky. A great way to get a hold of me is to shoot me an email. You can shoot that email to lexplorenms@gmail.com. That's lexplorenms@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter @LexStarwalker. You can find me on Google+ LexStarwalker. And you can find my website at starwalkerstudios.com. There you can find show notes for this and all the Explore No Man's Sky episodes. And again, I will have a link in the show notes for this episode to my YouTube video on this topic if you'd like to see what this all looks like in game. And also at starwalkerstudios.com, you can find my other podcasts that I do. So I hope that you enjoy your explorations in No Man's Sky and keep gathering those resources and learning technology and keep upgrading your ship. Let me know how this works for you, and let me know what you think of No Man's Sky. I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, keep exploring, and maybe, just maybe, I'll see you out there.